So this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So what, again, what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, find a comfy spot. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs, uncrossing your legs and arms, and just allow yourself to nestle into a really nice position. And for the first few moments, just breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. If not, in through your mouth, out through your nose, whatever combination is pleasing, calming, and comforting to you. Breathing in, grounding into this moment, the moment you're in, letting go of the moment that's past, drawing your attention back away from the moment that has yet to happen. Bringing your attention into this moment, the sensations you feel, the contact between your body and the furniture, feeling and noticing what you do. And with every breath in and out, try to take some time to notice what you're feeling in your body in this moment. Notice if there's tension, tightness, a heaviness in your chest, a sense of agitation in your arms or your legs, a tightening in your tummy, a constriction in your chest. Notice if there's a pressure in your forehead, a heaviness or a tightness. Notice what you feel in your feet, in your calves, in your quads. Try to pay attention to all the sensations you notice in your body right here, right now. Not analyzing it, not trying to change it, not minimizing it or questioning it. Just observe it. Observe whatever it is you're experiencing. And if you notice curiosity, surprised by any of the sensations, just notice that as well. Just take a moment as I'm quiet. Breathe nice and deep and slow. In and out, noticing what you feel in your body in this moment. Let it be there. Make space for it. Just notice it for now. Good, so continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow. I'm just going to take a moment to describe this exercise. So essentially, mindfulness is all about becoming aware of what's going on in the moment, befriending it and allowing it to be there. Not trying to actively change it, minimize it, argue with it, dismiss it, ignore it. But just allowing it to be there, noticing it, sitting with it, and giving it permission. It's like cradling the anxiety, the sadness, the frustration, the overwhelm, the despair, the hopelessness. Just cradle it and allow it to be there. Notice it, observe it, be curious of it. And that's the essence of mindfulness. It's more in our nature to ignore feelings and sensations. It's more of our nature to minimize it and dismiss it. The opposite is true as well. It's more of our nature to maximize it, to magnify it, to focus on it. To jump into it, to take it on as if it's a costume, to swim through it and into it, to sink into it. That's our nature as well. To dive into it, to magnify it, to focus on it. In mindfulness, the goal is to simply be with it. Be with it as it is, in its raw nature, and not as your mind tells you it is. And that's the essence of mindfulness. And this exercise, be it dealing with feelings of anxiety, overwhelm, sadness, anger, frustration, impatience, this exercise can be challenging at first. The first time you're deliberately trying to focus on sensations, it can be quite scary. We have a tendency to recoil from them, to be afraid of emotion. But the counterintuitive approach is what works the best. Face it, look at it, stand with it, befriend it, allow it to be there. And what you'll notice time and time again as you practice it, the intensity dissipates. It dissolves, it evaporates all on its own without any forceful or deliberate attempt to change it. By just noticing feelings, attending to them, they just dissolve, evaporate, dissipate all on their own. Instead of fighting with it, it's just allowing it to be there. Just like the Chinese finger trap or the tidal wave, it's important, or the quicksand, it's important to just go with it, be with it instead of fight it. And just like all of those three things, it gets easier to find the solution. So as you practice this exercise, it's important to not let the fear or the judgment of your experience stand in the way of doing it. And as the weeks pass by, it'll get easier to do it time and time again. And as the weeks pass, as you get better, more experienced at doing the exercise, you'll be able to do it at times without the recording, returning to the recording as you need it. And what you'll discover in time, regardless of how bad the internal experience is, no matter how bad the anxiety, how intense and how gripping, no matter how bad the feeling of overwhelm and sadness and despair, no matter how bad the anger and the frustration is, you'll learn through repeated exercises and practice that no emotion, as we sit with it and befriend it, lasts forever. It's when we dwell on it, when we dive into it, when we magnify it, when we dismiss or minimize it, when we actively try to bully it or change it, that it persists. It's really important to understand this exercise is not about making you feel better, but instead getting better at feeling. It's not about making you feel better, but instead it's about getting better at feeling. Feeling in a way that stays true to the emotion, and instead of going to the mind and analyzing it and magnifying it and catastrophizing, stay with the natural emotion as it exists, not as your mind tells you it is. And the other part of this anxiety is learning to stay with the experience, whatever it is, whether it's anger and you recoil from it, or you feel shame and guilt, stay with the anger. Befriend it. Notice it. Be curious about it. Make room for it. Don't judge your experience for anger. Anger is an important emotion. And sometimes it's an indicator of threat of some kind. Threat to our integrity, threat to our safety, threat to our sense of well-being, threat to our self-esteem. But sometimes anger is a secondary emotion. And it's really important to get under the anger. What is it you truly need, truly feel? What does that anger represent? Where did it originate from? What is it about? And experience that emotion as it exists. That's often scary to do. Often the anger is a mask for a sense of helplessness, a hopelessness that we're too afraid to embrace. And it's also important to recognize just because you experience hopelessness and helplessness, it doesn't necessarily mean you are hopeless and are helpless. It's simply an emotion that needs to be experienced, understood, and to be curious about it. But regardless of the emotion, regardless of the experience, be it anger, helplessness, hopelessness, be it anxiety, it's neither immediately true nor immediately false. So whatever the emotion, be it anxiety, sit there with it, befriend it, observe it, be curious about it. Sadness, overwhelm, sit with it, be with it. And show yourself a loving kindness for the emotion you experience in that moment, as you would a child, as you would your partner, as you would another human being. You would show them kindness for the distress, regardless of the source, regardless of the validity or invalid or lack of validity. You can show compassion and empathy for the experience of distress, and that's what's important. You're learning that emotions are not the enemy. It's important to remember that mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. Like any skill, it needs to be practiced to be developed. Any skill comes with practice. We get stronger. Whether it's learning a particular exercise on a bicycle or on an aerobic exercise, the more we do it, the more competent we get, the stronger we get, the easier it comes. Every skill that we have comes with practice. There's no right or wrong way to practice mindfulness. It's more important to do it than to do it a right way. So doing what you can wherever you are is important. And this makes you a better observer of the full experience of life. Whether you want it, like it, to be the way it is, but you get better at experiencing it just as it is in this moment. So when you're practicing this exercise, it's usually important at first to find a quiet space. And that can be a car, it can be a corner tucked away, it could be a quiet bedroom, wherever it is, whenever you can. Finding a quiet way to squirrel away where you won't be disturbed for a period of 20 to 30 minutes. And after you practice the exercise, it's important to reflect upon how it was helpful for you that day. How it was the same, different. What you gleaned from the exercise that was different, the same, or novel. But to observe how it's different, how it's the same in interesting and different and microscopic ways. So to practice this exercise as we started, it's important to get into a comfortable position. And as we started, it's important to get in touch with your breath. So we'll take that a moment again to get in touch with your breath. To reground yourself into this experience, to pull your thoughts away from the future and away from the past, into this moment, breathing nice and deep and slow, in and out. noticing sensations of touch or pressure as your body makes contact with the furniture. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest, of your tummy. Perhaps noticing the rhythmic nature like the ocean waves. Focusing on each inhalation and each exhalation. Noticing the changing patterns of the breath with every different breath. So take a moment to really feel these sensations. There's no need to control your breath in any particular way. Just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as you focus on your breath, just bring an attitude of gentle allowing to the breath to be whatever it is in this moment. Bring an attitude of gentle allowing to experience in your body and allow it to be whatever it is in this moment, whether you like it or want it, whether it's enjoyable or distressing, allow it to be whatever it is. Nothing to be fixed or changed. No particular state to be achieved. No goal. Just allow your experience to be what it is in this moment, without needing it to be other than it is. And throughout this experience, if you notice your mind has wandered and that'll happen, just gently bring it back to focusing on your breath, focusing on the points of contact, your body and the furniture, focusing on the sensations in your body, focusing on the awareness of your complete body as if you're looking up, down from above. Allowing things to be as they are. And that's a gentle experience of expanding and contracting into your experience as it is. Expanding and contracting. Expanding to the full body. Contracting to the awareness of the breath. Points of contact. The sensations of breathing. The sensations in your body. Expanding to the whole body. And back again. Whenever your mind wanders, and it may, just come back to the expanding and the contracting awareness, allowing it to be whatever it is. So what I'd like you to do now is to bring to mind a recent situation that was distressing for you, or perhaps an upcoming situation, and I'd like you to bring that situation to mind as best you can. Perhaps imagining or predicting or remembering, if you're thinking ahead or thinking retrospectively, remembering what you were feeling in your body. If you're doing this exercise in the middle of an experience, really paying attention to what you're experiencing in your body in that moment. Just notice all and everything you can. Bring your awareness there, a quality of kindness, compassion, and allowing to whatever you notice. Not forcing and judging or making it be a certain way. Just whatever you notice, whatever you recall, whatever you anticipate, whatever you experience now. Feel the feelings of tension, tightness in different parts of your body. Just notice them. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge their presence. Make space for it. Don't try to hold on to it with a tight grip. Focus on it too intensely. Try not to magnify it with your mind. go to a place of, I can't stand this, this is horrible, this is intolerable, when will this go away? Just notice sensations. Make space for them, as much space as they need. They may feel like they can take up your entire body. Allow it. The entire room. Allow it. The entire house or city block. See how much space it feels like it could take up. Feel and notice the depth of it. The intensity, the nature of the movement. Notice it all. Notice the quality, the depth, the energy, the movement, the size. Notice it all. Don't try and make it go away or change it in any way. Open your heart to it. Make room for the discomfort, be it physical, be it emotional, be it both. Allow despair and heaviness in the body to be there. Allow anger and frustration to be there. Notice the quality, the energy, the movement, the depth. Notice anxiety and allow it to be there. Notice discomfort and allow it to be there. Welcome it all into your experience. And bring a quality of kindness and compassion to your experience, whatever it is in this moment. And as you do, watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger. Sometimes they weaken. Sometimes they stay the same. It doesn't really matter what they do. You can just breathe calmly, deeply into the sensation, imagining the breath moving there all on its own to that region of the body that needs it the most. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling. And again, if your mind wanders, see the wanderings of the mind as an opportunity to bring patience and gentle allowing to your experience, bringing it back to your breath, back to the movement of the breath, the sensations in the body as it makes contact with the furniture, and expanding to your whole body, coming back to the breath. And if ever you notice you have difficulty focusing due to the intensity of physical sensations or emotional discomfort, you can just simply let go of the focus on your breath. Just let go of the focus on your breath and focus on the place of discomfort. Direct your attention there, into it, on it, around it. Stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. Understand it. Be curious about it. Befriend it. What does it really truly feel like? Are you making room for that discomfort? Are you allowing it to be there? Are you willing to stay with it? Whatever it is, whatever it becomes, stay with it, whatever you have. In addition to sensations in the body, you can bring an attitude of gentle allowing and awareness to the thoughts you may experience in this situation, or you would anticipate experiencing, you are experiencing, or you did experience. Pay attention to those thoughts, those beliefs about you, the situation, the experience of discomfort, what needs to happen, what should happen, why it should happen, all of that. Pay attention to those many, many fast-paced thoughts bombarding you. Notice evaluations such as getting worse. Notice judgments such as can't handle this. Label those as thinking. Those are evaluations, thoughts, assessments, and thus one step removed from the original experience of feeling and sensing. That's the mind making sense of things, twisting it, changing it. Stay with the original sensations and not with the evaluations of the mind. Notice thinking as thinking, and notice feelings as feelings. Neither more, neither less, neither valid or invalid. It's simply a thought. It's simply a feeling. The feeling originating from the thought. The sensations in your body originating from the thought. The interpretation, the reaction, regardless of how aware you are in this moment, slowly over time you'll become more aware. Notice and label worry. Notice and label catastrophizing. Notice and label magnifying. Notice and label judgments. Notice and label shoulds. You're not changing them. You're just noticing these evaluations of the mind that are removed and secondary from the original experience. Observe these judgments, these evaluations, these thoughts as simply that, with a quality of kindness and compassion in allowing them to be there. Notice reminiscing, longing, wishing, hoping. Label these thoughts, judgments, and emotions and move on. Noticing how physical sensations, thoughts, feelings, as we notice them in their purest form, they change, they move. You are not what your thoughts say you are. Your sensations are not what your thoughts say they are, what the judgments and labels that you give to them. You are the place and the space for experience. Make that space kind, gentle, and allowing. Allow yourself to be present, embracing, coddling, whatever it is there, whatever you're afraid of, whatever the doubts, the fears. Notice them, acknowledge their presence, don't work on them. Allow yourself to be present with them. If you notice yourself in this experience tensing up or resisting, pushing away from the experience, repulsed, afraid, make space for this experience. Must these feelings be your enemy? Must you make them go away or minimize them or immediately validate them and swim into them? Make room for the discomfort, whatever it be, changing moment to moment, if it does. Make room for the tension that comes from anxiety. Make room for the overwhelm that comes from magnifying, that sense of heaviness and doom and gloom and hopelessness in the chest. Make room for it. Make as much space as it needs. Make room for the constricted, agitated feelings of anxiety. Make room for the heaviness, full body, that comes from hopelessness and helplessness. Make room too for the intense agitation that comes from anger. Make room for it all. Notice what it really feels like moment to moment. Observe it, be curious, be allowing. As you say to yourself over and over again, quietly in your mind, let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me feel it. Let me experience what there is to experience, because it's my experience right now. In your own words, in your own way, craft a meaningful statement that enables you to just stay with the experience, whatever it is, moment to moment, however it changes, if it does. And if the sensations, discomfort, emotions grow stronger, acknowledge that and stay with them, accepting them. Is this discomfort something you must repel, resist, fight? Is it something you must swim into or bathe in? Is it something you immediately need to dismiss, ignore? Resist. Make space for it. Allow it to be there. Stay with the experience as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Asking yourself, how is it I need to take care of myself today? What is it I need today? Then with compassion and kindness, show yourself some generosity. Open up and embrace your experience. New thoughts, new sensations, whatever they do, however they change. Knowing always thoughts and judgments are not necessarily valid or invalid. Emotions are not necessarily valid or invalid. Physical sensations are not necessarily what they think we are, what we think they are, and not necessarily valid and invalid. Just allow it to be as it is. Any pain, physical, emotional, when you meet resistance, causes suffering. So when we sit with pain, emotional, physical, as it is, stay away from judgment, resistance, not wanting, not liking, must change, which is all the embodiment of resistance. When pain meets resistance, it causes suffering. Pain is unavoidable. In life, in different forms, pain is unavoidable, but suffering is optional. Suffering is what we do to it, when we try to force it to not be there, when we make it big or minimize it and dismiss it. When we fight against it, we cause suffering. Remember, pain is unavoidable. When met with resistance, causes suffering. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls you. As long as it holds your attention. And when you sense the discomfort is lessening, changing, moving, no longer pulling you, as intensely, you can let it go. As you would a balloon in the sky, as you would setting a leaf floating down the river, as you would your exhalation, you can let that breath go. You can release it. You can let it go. And as you do, you can widen your attention to the larger experience around you. Taking a moment to look ahead to the ideal image of you. And this is not a perfect you. This is just the you in a slightly different form. More tolerant and accepting, more paced and measured, better able to sit with emotions and physical sensations, better able to trust with a paced and measured approach, you'll get where you need to be with that persistence. So in some way, whatever way is most important to you, engaging in more self-care, more kind and compassion with yourself, more attending to your needs. Whatever it is for you in this moment, bring to mind an ideal, slightly different version of you in one specific way that's more important today. It's not all-encompassing, it's one specific way. And that may simply be as a person, the version of you that engages in more self-care, a version of you that simply sets more boundaries, says no. The version of you that knows that guilt and shame is a best friend of yours, and time again, it's wrong. The version of you that immediately knows to ask, what part of this belongs to me? And what part of this belongs to others? What part of this is my responsibility and what part of this is others? And not immediately going to self-blame and guilt and shame. In whatever way comes to mind most immediately for you in this moment, bring this image to you in mind, this more ideal you in one specific, slightly modified way. Bring that ideal image of you to mind. Notice how this version of you is perhaps more peaceful or calm or confident, more assertive, more kind with yourself, whatever way is most important to you. Notice those differences in the way she stands, the way she talks, the way she moves, the way she thinks, what she does during the day. Notice it in her behaviors, in her facial expressions, the way she holds herself, what she thinks about, what she talks about, what she chooses not to talk about or think about. Notice the differences. Notice how she sees and experiences life differently. Notice this version of you. And now see the road between you today and this ideal you in that one specific, slightly modified way. Notice what's blocking your path. What's in the way? Is there a belief or a habit? Is there someone standing in your way? What is in the way? Is it a rock? Is it a wall? Notice what habit, what belief, what thoughts, what inactions are in your way. What is in your way? Good. And now, think about what you need to decide right now to do differently, to think differently, what tool or assistance you need to move that obstacle out of the way. What is it you need to do differently so you can move around, through, over that obstacle? So that obstacle is no longer a significant part of your life. What is the action, the belief, the thoughts, the behaviors, the assistance, the tool you need to remove or get around that obstacle in your path? Take a moment to identify that for you now. Good, and see yourself clearing that pathway, step by step, movement by movement, action by action. See yourself gradually clearing that pathway, and as you do, feel yourself moving closer and closer to this ideal you. Step by step, action by action, whatever it may be. See yourself and feel yourself moving closer to this ideal you. When you get to the ideal, you feel yourself fuse with yourself. Step into that body. Feel what it looks like to look out on the world through those eyes. There may be more calm, more resolve, more quiet, more peacefulness. See what it feels like to be in that body, to look out through those eyes, to speak and respond in that way. Notice how wonderful that feels. How invigorating. How energizing. Enjoy that experience. And taking a moment as you revel in that experience to really bring to mind the commitment you're going to make for yourself. A small commitment. Remembering always that mindful acceptance is often scary, intimidating, overwhelming at first. But the more we practice it, it's like any skill. It grows stronger. It needs to be practiced to grow stronger, to have many experiences when you discover, reveal its effectiveness for you. So be kind with yourself as you practice. And it may be helpful to keep notes in a journal of how the practice was helpful, insightful, different, new, encouraging. in that way today, always writing, taking notes, just briefly, what you gleaned from it, how it was helpful. And you'll be able to see your progress, chart your progress over time. And just like seedlings, mindful acceptance needs to be cultivated in order to grow. So when you're ready, you can return to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed.